This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been more than 6 months since what's become known as the bathroom bill became law in North Carolina, requiring people to use bathrooms that match the sex that is on their birth certificates rather than the gender they identify as. The law has become a key political talking point as it was passed and signed back in March, on both sides, that is. But out in the world, away from stump speeches and political point scoring, HB2, as it's also called, has had a whole lot of unintended economic consequences. From WUNC, Jeff Tiberi reports.
It's lunchtime at Cassan's in Greensboro. Meat hits the grill and French fries drop into hot oil.
We're like a quick service Mediterranean restaurant. One of our biggest and most popular items is the steak and cheese sub.
With onions, of course. Ziad Flahan is operations manager here. His mom and dad started the business 41 years ago. Cassan's now has 5 locations and a food truck. One restaurant is just a block away from the Greensboro Coliseum, where the new law is affecting the bottom line.
That is a lower volume store for us, so we are largely dependent on events that come to the Coliseum and tourism and people that come to this area.
Flahan says between a canceled Bruce Springsteen concert and 6 conferences that were called off, that restaurant has already lost $20,000 in revenue. March Madness basketball was supposed to take place here next spring. It won't.
It makes us reassess and think about, you know, if this thing doesn't get repealed, how long can we last here, you know? And when is it time to maybe make hard decisions as far as closing up shop?
Along with vanished revenue at restaurants and hotels, the cancellation of events affects caterers, transportation services, linen rental shops, pesticide companies, even banks and credit unions that handle payroll for many of these contractors. So the law has already rippled through the local economy, according to Henry Fourier, president of Greensboro Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
It certainly tarnished us. We have worked very hard to establish a brand in the sports market, for one, and I feel that that has just deteriorated.
Fourier believes it's just a matter of time before something is done. Change could come from the legislature or the courts, but nothing is imminent. He says Greensboro can't truly work on fixing the damage until the law is gone. Across the state, these effects aren't necessarily as drastic everywhere. About 50 miles east is the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill region, called the Triangle. It saw Deutsche Bank halt job expansion plans and the NCAA relocate several sporting events. It's also here that Tina Travis is on the go. She started Errand Girl in 2009, a concierge business that serves the Triangle.
It's not a crippling blow to the business.
And Travis also talks to other small business owners in her area on a regular basis.
We all get together at the end of all of our quarters and we say, well, how did you do? What are you doing new? What are you doing different?
She estimates 10 to 15% of her business comes from out-of-town visitors and says her company is diverse enough in the services it offers that House Bill 2, or HB 2, has not had a noticeable effect. She adds other concierge services in the Triangle are doing okay.
And I must say that I have not heard that statement that because of HB 2, my business is down a little bit, or my business is up a little bit. It seems to be something that we are flowing with.
There hasn't been a definitive study yet on how the law may have affected the economy. So far, the stream of canceled conferences, concerts, and sporting events doesn't seem to have affected the state's unemployment rate, which actually dropped over the last few months. But even small losses can have large consequences for some local business owners. In North Carolina, I'm Jeff Tiberi for Marketplace.